Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 of the Fan. Hoping we might just get a little bit of Olympic talk in here as well. But first, which... You seem very...
I'm dead serious.
Are you excited about the Olympics?
I'm pumped for the Olympics.
Okay.
My son is as excited about the Olympics as he ever been. Unfortunately, it starts while we're out of town, but he said, hey, can we FaceTime and watch the Olympics together? And I was like, yes, let's do it.
That's nice.
Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Oxnard, California for Dallas Cowboys training camp.
We'll see you there, Mike.
All right, let's go, Ventura.
Who are the...
There's not as many gangs in Ventura as there are in Oxnard.
Who are the individual players and or teams that you feel like might have the most work to get done in training camp? Like, for example, I immediately think about the Chargers. Obviously, a new head coach in place.
Oh, yeah. He is a head coach who's he has the experience in the NFL.
True.
And he knows how to organize it pretty quickly. So we've seen that, but that team has to get on board very fast.
They made changes at tight end, offensive line. Obviously, we had this conversation about Herbert maybe yesterday or the day before. Like, everybody seems to think Harbaugh is maybe going to take Herbert to even that next level. It feels like the Chargers have a lot of stuff to go over.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you on the Chargers. I kind of think the Steelers
have
a lot to accomplish here.
And not just because of Justin Fields as a kick returner.
No, it's because of like their quarterback situation. They got to decide which one of those quarterbacks is the guy for one.
Sure.
And then they got to figure out like how to implement them into that team. And I think the defense is kind of squared away, but the rest of it, that offense has been kind of putrid for a bit.
I have another one.
Okay.
And it's weird because I think it's going to be a weird camp. And that is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
How many reps does Michael Penix just sit there and watch all the first team reps?
Camp has to be the time where he actually gets some reps, because I imagine the season he not getting none.
Yeah.
But you got to get some with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Cousins has never played with these guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, Man, and the other thing is, like, this is just, I get it. We're part of the media. This is the way the media works sometimes. If you do a split, are people going to be, is the quarterback controversy already alive and well in Atlanta? And you're like, no, Kirk Cousins is our starter. We just wanted to even it out in training camp.
I mean, hell, we just did the same thing with the Steelers, where they've been pretty adamant that Russell Wilson's going to be their starter.
Yes, but
But do we believe them?
See, and that's a product of what do you think about that presumptive starter? Like, so that might have something to do.
Until they get Russell Wilson, and then they're like, oh my God.
What do you think about Russell Wilson? What do you think about Kirk Cousins? That probably impacts how much of a quarterback competition you think.
Yeah.
That's probably, it's kind of the same thing we do with running back, right? Because some people are like, oh, y'all got Zeke. And we're like, yeah, who's a running back?
We know what we're doing here. We got Zeke. It happened. I would also add, give me the Patriots. Yesterday here in Mayo say Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready quarterback have right now. He didn't say that that's our dude. He said he's the most pro-ready, signifying that Drake May is not pro-ready at the moment. So, like, that's what it tells me.
I mean, I would hope Jacoby Brissett is pro-ready. He's been in the pros for how many years now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like seven or something?
Yeah, and still, like, nobody really wants him to be their quarterback. They just accept him as their quarterback.
I think they've just been listening to too much.
Which is disappointing because I like him.
It's too much Mike Bassick slander.
What?
About Drake May and how nobody could possibly ever play productive quarterback.
Did you call him Drake
May? May.
Yeah, nobody even knows his name at this point.
It's like, Drake May. That's definitely his name.
Is it Sadiq May? The pick that we thought the Mavericks were going to make, but they took Josh Green. Like, nobody knows. Drake May, I still am amazed that he got drafted that high. I get he has some talent, but
he went to UNC.
Yeah, he went to UNC.
It's not his fault.
Chapel Hill, baby.
I mean, if you're a defensive end, you have a chance at UNC.
The team that came to mind for me was the Chicago Bears. They just got number one overall pick, Caleb Wilson. Williams. They threw a whole bunch of assets at getting him talent around him. They've got to figure out a way for all that to congeal with a new offensive coordinator and a head coach that I thought was going to get fired last year, and it is now in a place where he probably is on the hot seat immediately. You've got a lot of moving parts to get this thing together really quickly, and so they've got to be productive early, getting that quarterback up to speed with the stakes that's on the quarterback and the offensive coordinator that really shouldn't be there for a rookie quarterback.
Is he so speaking of that, do you feel like Caleb is one of the more maybe divisive number one choices in a while, specifically because there are people who are like, no, this is the guy, and you're going to see it. And there are other people, and I certainly understand why, who's like, man, I think he's soft. Like, he might have all the physical tools, but mentally, I think he is soft, 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 and this is not going to work.
Does it matter if that division is coming because or, like, outside of his football? Because it feels like most everybody's cool with his football. You've seen something within his play in college where you're like, yeah, no, that could absolutely work. It seems like it's the other stuff. It's the, you know, crying after losing the game. It's the pain in the fingernails. It's a lot of those things. And maybe even like not having an agent and kind of trying to get equity in different ways where it seems like you might not fit into the nature of football and the authoritative structure, you know?
I understand.
I don't know, Kevin, as I'm looking back at number one overall picks here, Bryce Young, Mike always did not like that.
That's true.
Trayvon Walker, you hated that as the number one overall pick.
I mean, and Hutchinson looks really good. Is that just the nature of being number one pick?
Trevor Lawrence, I think we all kind of agree. Yeah. Joe Burrow was one of those like, what? Like, he just vaulted himself in one season. Because
that was the tank for two a year, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, obviously you have to take
He had to leave Ohio State because they didn't think he was good enough to be a quarterback.
Kyler Murray was kind of one of those that you accepted it. Baker Mayfield was a surprise.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's just the nature of the number one pick. Some people are like, it's brilliant. Other people are like, that's stupid.
Sam Bradford was the dumbest.
I have a question about another team and another individual player for you.
Washington is the other team for me.
That is the team, the Washington Commanders. The player I'm going to throw out for y'all to consider as well is Xavier Worthy. Because, you know, we were just talking off air about the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know we'll get more into that later, but man, it feels like a lot is going to be put on Xavier Worthy's shoulders just because of, you know, like legal issues and everything like that. So Xavier Worthy as an individual player, and then I think you're spot on about the Commanders. Feels like they got a lot of stuff to get done in training.
Xavier Worthy, because I didn't love his percentages, his catch percentages.
Gotcha.
It was like about 50%. And a lot of it was deep balls, and deep balls are, you know, tough to have 100% on, but he's got to find other routes that he can do. But he does have the speed to just, for Patrick Mahomes, say, I can throw that far, buddy. Let's go see if we can try and out throw everybody. So that does exist for it. And, you know, that's a team that really, again, Mike has pointed out, like Patrick Mahomes didn't have a lot of assets last year. But he was able to still convert it into something special. So individual player, that's a good individual player right there. And that's where Washington kind of falls in line because Dan Quinn knows how to do it. Again, he's been in this situation before where he's taken on as a head coach of a team that wasn't that great.
And he brought most of his defense with him.
He knows how to get people together. And then, you know, on the front of quarterback and Daniels, like, that's the do. How fast can he get him working? Because they've been bad at that position with lots of talent at receiver. So can they get that going real fast? I think that's a really that the Washington's a really good because that could decide is the NFC the question I have that I've kind of been waiting to ask is the NFC East good?
And no. I want to see how Washington does. I think they're one of the more interesting teams. Not that I want them to succeed, because sure. I do not for selfish Cowboys reasons, but with the new coach, with several, obviously from the Cowboys, with several former Cowboys defenders, with a highly drafted quarterback, this is a team with a lot of intrigue, and I'm excited to see what they do.
Intrigue, yes. Expectation, no.
Like expectation low.
Yeah, I was like, and that's what kind of hit me. I understand what you're saying with both Xavier Worthy and the Commanders. I do wonder if the framework kind of makes it so that, yes, they need to be productive, but I don't know if it's comparable because with the Commanders, we're not expecting them to win necessarily. We're just expecting them to be competent, right? Like, I think that the past years and the ways that they have been just really bad makes it so that they got a little bit of time, and it's somewhat similar with Xavier Worthy because they didn't have dudes that looked like they had dudes in the wide receiving core that looked like they didn't have hands before.
How good does he actually have to be
for it to be, oh, this is relatively successful in as a pick. You know what I mean?
But I do know what you mean. I think about it from the flip side is how much more terrifying do they become if like, that one highlight you saw from minicamp or whatever, where Mahomes connected on a bomb to Xavier Worthy. How much more terrifying does that team become if you're like, yeah, he's ready to go now?
Yeah.
More terrifying. You're already kind of
is fair.
Accepting that that's what they do. Can I name a player?
Sure.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has work to do this year.
A lot of different folks around him. No Diggs.
He has Dalton Kincaid, who became a very reliable target for him. I think Dalton Knox as well, Dawson Knox.
Dawson, yeah.
And so, like, he has those tight ends to work with, but his wide receiver group is kind of, that's changed. And they still, have they actually created a run game for him? So, with their offensive coordinator situation, so there's a lot of work to be done with Josh Allen and getting everybody on the same page. And you saw that a while back with Aaron Rodgers at Green Bay when he was like, all right, I need all these new receivers because we just moved on from Devontae. I need all these new receivers to get on the same page. And they couldn't. And he was like, no, I don't want to even be here anymore.
Do me a quick favor, Mike. Type in Bryce Young training camp backpack into your Google search if you could. My quick question before we shift to the Olympics, did you think this was an adorable look for Bryce Young, or did you think it fed into all the stereotypes that people are like, bro, you look like a little kid, and I don't know.
Is that little black backpack that he's walking across the street with?
He looks
How's
like,
he supposed to carry his stuff?
He looks like, because everyone was like, he looks adorable, like he's going to his first day of school. And I said, A, agreed. B, is that what you want for your starting quarterback?
Kevin, again, like Reggie said, how is he supposed to carry his stuff? If he carries it in a purse, everybody's going to be like, oh, look at that guy carrying his purse.
And he satchel.
Yeah.
Can't grow anymore.
I know. That's why I wanted to ask you specifically about this picture, because that picture encapsulated every joke I feel like you've ever made about his height.
And this isn't a joke, but he worked out with CJ Stroud. I'm forgetting the other quarterback and somebody else. And they took like a picture of the three and he looked like the slot receiver.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's a quarterback. That is a slot receiver. I'm not saying that's what he throws the ball great and everything, but he looks like a slot receiver that they've put at quarterback.
Now, Corey, I know you said you're excited. It's time to talk some about the Olympics.
And not just sex stuff, right?
What? Like
yesterday, no. Whenever you were talking about all the...
That is, you know what? That's a fair question. This was actually not about sex stuff. Right. I did want to tell you that you've got the Los Angeles Olympics, of course, but the 2034 Salt Lake Olympics were announced today officially.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, you might have been like, I already knew that because they were the only bid. Now, some people will argue that they had an exclusive bidding window with the IOC. Other people will argue it was exclusive because they were the only ones who bid on that Olympics. But the Olympics will be in Salt Lake City for the 2034 Winter Olympics. So I just wanted to give you another heads up that there's going to be another Olympics here.
That's really cool. I appreciate that, man.
The Lesser Olympics. That's cool. Yeah.
Do you disagree? Can I just tell you one aspect of that I do disagree with? I love watching the Summer Olympics. One thing I do think is superior about the Winter Olympics is I get to see people do things that I would never really see where I live. You know, like I can see people run at the track and swim in the pool. There's nowhere around here where I'm gonna go watch some moguls today. You know, and that is one thing I do like about the Winter Olympics is I get to see like a little bit more of something that maybe Texas is not.
Let's go look at some canoe slalom.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Where
are we gonna even slalom at here?
Now,
the Guadalupe.
When was the first Olympics?
1904.
Really?
Modern Olympics. Okay. I know. There's other Olympics that go back.
Because I was thinking about the javelin throw. Because I was thinking a long time ago, they're like, hey, who's the dude killing all our people throwing this thing so far? Like,
let's make that a sport.
Yeah, and they're like, who's the dude on your side killing all of us from like 100-something yards away? And they didn't have yards back then. Meters.
Well, most places still use meters now.
Yeah. And then Kevin, they're like, let's just, instead of killing each other with these things,
let's just
see which guy can throw it further and more accurate.
So the first modern Olympic Games held in Athens, Greece, April 6th, 1896.
Oh, in your face.
Games were a revival of the ancient Greek tradition, which had been banned by Roman Emperor Theodosius the First in 393 AD to promote Christianity.
Oh.
So I guess even like way before that. Before 393.
Okay, well, you know what, Corey? That's great that you're all jazzed up about the Olympics, but guess what? There's a dark side to the Olympics, too.
Oh, no.
Did you know there have already been multiple penalties and the Olympics haven't even started yet? New Zealand women's soccer team caught Canada using a drone to spy on their practice ahead of the Paris Olympics. And you might be like, I don't care for that. But if that's as bad as it gets, I'm okay. Well, guess what?
Oh, no.
You see them kicking the soccer ball to each other. They're going to pass it this year.
Equestrian gold medalist Charlotte Dujardin has withdrawn from the Olympics. Now, yesterday, she said she withdrew because of a, quote, error in judgment that was caught on video. Now, that obviously led to a lot of speculation. The video came out, and it was from 4 years ago during a coaching session, and she was mistreating a horse.
Mistreating a horse?
A horse, because it's equestrian, and yeah. Oh, my God. That was well done. So while you love your Olympics, there's already drone and horse scandals.
This is why I love the Olympics.
You get scandal like this, Kevin.
Poop rivers.
How do these guys overcome all the stressors that they have off the field and off the track by getting onto the track and competing? That's what I love.
Tomorrow I'll answer another one of those questions about the surfers at the Olympics who live on a cruise ship.
Love it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's switch things up just a little bit. It's time for Masterpiece Theater. Which animated kids movie hits you in the feels? 877-881-1053. Also want to hear from you on the YouTube, on the Twitch. We'll do it next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by America. It's time for some Masterpiece Theater. 877-881-1053. Here's my question for you today. What animated movie, it hits you in the feels?
Welcome.
I should say animated kids movie because I'm sure there's some more animated adult movies. Sorry, Waddle, I'm going to talk over you. But movies that are animated and geared towards kids that really, they get you in the feelings, man.
If you haven't seen the movie If, that just recently came out with Ryan Reynolds.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, who directed it. I think he wrote it, too. That thing was intentionally set up to make you cry the whole time. Oh. Like, you could tell the whole time, and they did. They did a good job of getting you. So that one will be, from now on, one of those that always hits for me.
Somebody said immediately Inside Out, and they gave a breakdown, Inside Out 2. They gave a breakdown of the scene. I don't want to spoil that quite yet.
Dude.
Because I haven't seen the second one, but...
My answer was going to be from Inside Out 1. Especially because I know some of your answers, I think that you guys hit on a couple of ones I would have thought of, but I just recently watched Inside Out for the very first time.
Did you love it?
Great movie.
It's very good. It's a very good movie. Because, I mean, like, also, I think there's a lot of people who are adults that watched it and were like, oh, okay, this is such a good way of, like, expressing some of the emotions and, like, understanding them.
Yeah.
And so they did a fantastic job at that, but then also, like, they really just draw it out of you when it comes to, like, the final moments of the film, where seeing the way that, like, the reconciliation happens in it, without trying to get too in depth, if you want to see the it really catches you off guard. It hits you in the chest.
And the little girl is Andy's mom in Toy Story.
What?
Oh yeah, I'll set you guys up on that at some point.
Okay.
The way that these worlds are all connected, man.
Man, if you've ever looked up, is it Pixar theory whatever, that all these happen in the exact same world, is really neat. By the way, that was Jess's answer as well, and she goes, "Oh my gosh,
I can absolutely see Jess loving that movie."
She said she was bawling.
That would be Adrian's answer as well.
Okay, that's a good one.
And the kids want to see two, like all of them. Even my 16-year-old wants to see the second one.
From the 432, Chicken Little. From the 940, Lion King. From the 972, The Prince of Egypt. From the 214, the first SpongeBob movie. From the 469,
when he almost dies.
Yes. It's traumatic.
Okay. I got you.
Go back and watch that first SpongeBob movie where he's drunk.
I'm all right.
Except it's ice cream, but that dude has a hangover.
I don't remember that film.
A fact. He has like a 5 o'clock shadow. He's talking slower. His head hurts. He has a hangover. And a lot of votes, I understand why, Up. Specifically the first 10 minutes of Up, which is like one of the saddest things you're going to see in a movie.
I mean, they drag you into the depths.
No.
And I mean, I think that in some ways that juxtaposition makes like the heights that you come to that much better. And like, obviously the idea is dealing with grief and all those things, but oh boy.
It made me mad too, that they made me feel like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, they want kids to feel the fear of losing their parents immediately. I mean, just think about
Bambi.
Bambi.
Finding Nemo.
I thought the right answer is The Fox and the Hound for me.
Mermaid doesn't have a mom.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
What's the story with that? It's been a while since I've seen
Nemo lost. Nemo lost his mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you heard the theory that Nemo's little fin is because his mom tried to eat him?
What?
Yeah, those clownfish
will eat their babies.
Yeah, so maybe it wasn't the barracuda the whole time. It was probably the mom.
Oh my gosh!
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Corey. I think your answer has popped up a couple of times, so I want you to play cut.
I will play it in just a minute, but I need to set this up for everybody to understand what you're about to listen to. Burt Reynolds was the dog in All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, okay.
And Judith Barcy was the 10-year-old girl that played opposite the little girl. Judith Barcy had a very traumatic life, alcoholic father, murder-suicide that ended her life in 1988.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And after finding out like all this, they had her lines, but Burt Reynolds had not done his lines yet.
Right.
So he goes in to tell, in the movie, he's telling the girl goodbye.
Oh my God, like real for real? Life,
he broke down so many times. He said, I just want the engineer in there. Because he broke down. You can hear him actually in this clip right here. Oh. I'm actually kind of getting chills from it. This is the moment.
Yeah. It's me. How you feeling, kid?
Okay. How are you?
I come to say goodbye.
Where are you going?
It's on a little trip. Listen, Squeaker, I want you to do something for me, all right?
Uh-huh.
I want you to take care of Itchy. You know, just while I'm gone. You got a home now, and he doesn't have anybody.
Don't worry, Charlie, I will.
Great. Well, Goodbye, little buddy.
Oh, Charlie, I'll miss you.
Yeah. I'll miss you too, Squeaker.
Oh, oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I was always, as a kid, when Holy I watched that movie, crap. I was already sad because this dog's going to heaven, you know, I guess, because that's the title of the movie. And then as an adult, when I found that out, it just made it, like, now every time, dude, you can hear him just going through it emotionally. That's tough, man. That is tough.
Man. So
that one always gets me now. And I mean, like, same thing with Turner and Hooch. I thought that dog died, but Tom Hanks was like, nah, they had babies.
Okay, from the 469, didn't think this was the direction we were going to go. Judith Barcy was also the voice of Ducky in Land Before Time, and Yep, Yep, Yep is on her headstone.
Oh, wow.
And there are multiple people who referenced Land Before Time. Is that, does his mom die in that? I remember thinking that was crushingly sad. As a kid, obviously the Transformers movie, when Optimus Prime dies, that caused a huge problem.
Yeah.
Do you know how big of a problem that caused?
No.
Like, Optimus Prime dies in the movie. Kids are bawling. Multiple kids. There's one report of some kid who, like, ran up to his room and refused to leave. They got bombarded with all of this, like, angry stuff that they were going to kill off a main character in the G.I. Joe movie, too. And they just add in a bit of dialogue at the end. He's like, hey, he woke up from his coma. He's all right. And everyone's like, yes, because they're like, hey, we can't do that again. Now, this one is one that hits me in the feels as an adult. And it feels like it takes a damn robot not to cry at the end of Monsters, Inc.
Be bears.
Yeah, there's biscuits.
Nothing's coming out of your closet to scare you anymore, right? Yeah. Goodbye, Boo.
Kitty.
Kitty has to go.
Oh my God, that makes me sad even hearing it again. And at the very end, like as a birthday present or whatever, they recreate all the fragments from a door and he gets put in the last piece. And then he sees her and she goes, Kitty!
Yeah.
It is.
Then she grows up.
It is.
Goes to college.
Oh no, and becomes Andy's mom.
No.
Oh my gosh, I really. I don't know where he's going with this.
I think she might grow up to be the daycare lady at Andy's, like the other place. It's some, yeah, dude. She's in the universe somewhere.
Now,
we all are
in the universe somewhere. Reggie, do you have one? And I don't want to step on your toes.
I don't have audio, but I did come around to Fox and the Hound.
Okay.
Sister's favorite.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and it's an older one, but like seeing the ways in which, you know, being from different worlds, not being able to come together, I think that like that, just that story in and of itself is really touching. But I haven't watched that in a while. Oh God, someone came up with another good answer from the 214. Coco.
Coco's fantastic.
I cried. I definitely cried. I might have bawled, in fact.
Coco is on there. Like you just said, Fox and the Hound. The most votes I've seen so far is Toy Story 3. Now,
when they're all about to melt and die?
Incinerator?
Or is that 4?
No.
Incinerator was the terrifying sad
That really
scene.
Was.
It's after that. When Andy is grown up, he's going off to college and he goes to drop all his toys off. I went to go see that when we were at the paper and I was doing a review for the paper. And like all the critics get to sit like in the middle two rows, but there was other people in there. People in the critics rows were bawling at the end of that. And then I remember there's a website called Men Who Cried at ToyStory3.com or something like that. Like, and because when that movie came out, like a lot of us might have been younger, and then you were to a stage of life where you're like, oh my God, I'm like, I have to be an adult and I have to say goodbye to my toys and all this stuff. It was so, so sad.
Would you ever get an Andy tattoo on your foot?
I probably wouldn't. Did people do that?
I've seen it before.
Think it hurts or do you think it tickles?
Yeah, it probably hurts.
Yeah, that feels like a part of your body where that hurts.
For sure.
But it'd be kind of a cool tattoo, you know?
Okay.
Would it?
Nobody would see it.
Maybe unless you wanted them to.
Yeah.
Your feet are in the water.
What if you married an Andy, you know?
Or they're in the sand.
True.
Or they're up on a chair.
With flippies on.
Don't say
he makes good
flippies
points.
Off. Don't I put say, the flippies on the ground under the chair.
Don't say flippies, please.
Why not?
Because you're a grown up.
I mean, it's short for flippy floppies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it is flippies if you want to shorten it.
So
from the 817, I'm the same age and have the same name. Toy Story killed me. Oh, Big Hero no. 6. Yes.
That
Big
was,
Hero 6 got me.
That was Brandon's favorite movie.
I love that
for
movie.
For the longest time. I get that. If you have the same name, like, I always really love the show The Wonder Years because we were like the same age. His name was Kevin. He had a crush on the girl. I was like, I totally get that. But the two movies that seem to stand out on here are the first 10 minutes of Up and the end of Toy Story 3. I see that again and again and again, as well as The Iron Giant. We didn't mention The Iron Giant. I didn't want to leave that one out. There are so many people voting for that from the 214. The Iron Giant, once he says, you stay, I go, I balled up. And just like, you can feel all these people's emotions when they're talking about
why
some
do all
these
kids'
movies.
Movies do these to do this to us?
Yeah, gotta mess with those kids early, you know, get them all wired up wrong. That's what Disney's done to them. Us. Think about it. Think about how emotionally broken we are because of Disney movies.
Disney's what? Okay, all right.
From the 469, Boo from Monsters, Inc. is in Toy Story 4. She's confirmed to be in it by a Disney rep. She's in the class with Bonnie. Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, there's some really good stuff out there, man.
And don't worry, folks voting for The Land Before Time, we definitely talked about that. And then from the 817, Kevin, everyone knows they're called Flippy Flops. Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Like, you call that to other people. You call it that to other people.
And then to shorten it even more, it's flip-flops. But yes, flippy floppies has always been the way it goes.
Okay.
Or your flippies.
Okay.
Boy, if you don't like showing your legs, you definitely don't like showing your feet, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever worn flippies?
Yeah, like when I was a kid.
I don't like the way they dig in between your big toe and other big toe, your long toe.
Right.
Is everyone picturing Mike as having a foot that has big toes on either end? Like that big toe, and he's got the little two.
They don't have four toes in the middle. They just have one thing that goes in between your toes.
Okay. It was just, I'm picturing you as one big toe on the left, one big toe on the right, and three little toes.
It rubs my skin the wrong way.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Are you imagining horns up feet?
Kind of. Yes. And that's a great way to put it. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Lots of former Cowboys in the news. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First and 10 at the Giants 41. Snap to Prescott. Well protected. Deep down the right side. Gallup in the end zone. He caught it. Touchdown to Michael Gallup.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. A lot of former Cowboys in the news as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. And we start with the news that Michael Gallup retired, just 28 years old. Now, obviously, we understand the injury concerns that he's had. Career stats, 266 receptions, 3,744 yards, 21 touchdowns. But given how he started, like, surely for him...
We thought he was a 1B.
Yeah, this has to be a disappointment, right?
Yeah, we thought he was a 1B with Amari Cooper. This is, you know... I know Mark Cuban recently tweeted it out, but Mike said it for many years. Father Time, undefeated. When it comes to, he just decides whenever. You don't get to decide a lot of times in sports. Your body tells you, hey, you're done. So I loved watching him play. He turned out to be a lot of the things that I saw in college. I don't think we ever fully maximized it, but his body just couldn't hold up, man. It's sad, but dude got to play in the league for a while and got collected, what, $29 million? So that's nice.
Oh, I did not know that. So that
made some money in his career.
That makes sense.
After he got hurt, we paid him.
That is true. That is an MO for the Cowboys that I don't love. Amari Cooper, since you mentioned him, he and the Browns agreed to a restructure of the final year of his five-year, $100 million deal to guarantee the $20 million remaining on its contract, and it looks like an additional $5 million to his salary. So the idea was that, you know, obviously get another extension, but instead they're like, let's go and guarantee all this money, kick in a little bit of extra. So it looks like Amari Cooper is going to be good to go for their training
camp. Good for him, man. Good for him. That's important. Have your number one receiver there for training camp.
That is true. Then we get to the saga of Randy Gregory, which, I don't know, I feel like we've talked about this a disproportionate amount of times, but here we go.
I feel like he played with Troy Aikman at this point. I know. Like that's how far back he was.
I could definitely see that. So, Randy Gregory, he signed with Tampa Bay.
The Buccaneers.
Yes. And then he had 3 days of unexcused absences at the team's mandatory minicamp. He did not participate in the volunteer workouts. And now he didn't report for training camp on time.
Oh, man. It's almost like there were some red flags on him.
Yeah. And Todd Bowles said... You know, look, what do you think he said? You could probably
guess. We'll deal with it internally.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Yeah.
That is exactly what he said. Todd Bowles said that we will deal with the Randy Gregory absence internally, and then said, we're going to talk about the players that are here. That's the other key phrase. You're right, Corey. We're going to talk about it internally, but also let's talk about the players who are here. And that was one of the things we talked about with Randy Gregory when he's like, hey, I think these marijuana rules were unfair. And I'm not saying that he's wrong, but when you get all this garbage too,
rules are the rules
for somebody who's not good enough to get away with that.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like, why do you continually sabotage yourself and your career?
Yeah, I have no clue. Self-destructive, but isn't that the case of self-destructive people?
Sure.
Like they can't find their way of not doing it.
Yeah, that is a really...
He's made enough money that he doesn't have to work. Am I correct?
So
his career earnings are like $34 million.
That's a lot.
I would imagine, yes.
Should be in good shape there.
And as long as he took care of his money.
And he... I don't know about that. He signed a one-year, $3 million deal. And then it was like...
No, I don't even want that.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even want that, man.
Which is, I don't know, weird. So there is the ongoing saga with Randy Gregory. Take that for
good guy.
what you will.
From what we know.
This story I threw in just for Mike. The Pittsburgh Steelers are working out your favorite quarterback in the entire NFL, Ben DiNucci, entrepreneur extraordinaire.
Has it gone that bad already with Russell Wilson?
Is it Pitt or Pittsburgh's upside down?
I don't.
Do you feel like that's too many letters? Pittsburgh, yeah. Upside down?
What about just Berg?
I don't think people know what you're talking
about.
What
do they call it? What do they call it in Pittsburgh?
I'm not sure. I've been there a couple times, but I didn't ask people.
Three Rivers.
That is
true. There's Three Rivers there.
That is true.
They used to have a stadium called Three Rivers Stadium.
But
they got a lot sponsors. So they're like, how many rivers do we have?
Is that why they have so much steel?
Okay, but you can't.
Is that why they're the steel city? Because
they
have
all the bridges. Yeah.
That's where they created steel, I thought.
Steel was invented in Pittsburgh. Okay.
It's good to know.
Nobody could know the answer to that.
Oh, my God. A couple of training camp updates for you. Brandon Ayuk surprised a lot of people and will report to training camp. This will be kind of more of a sit-in situation than sit-out situation. And Mike McDaniel,
Do you think you could just do the show with CeeDee Lamb while you're on the... Because he's not going to practice, but he has to be there.
I don't think he is going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think he's reporting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, not even
so he's going to go the opposite direction. Like that. That's what Zach Martin did.
He's like, I'm not staying
there.
That's what happened.
Okay, what... Man,
Zach never showed up.
He did. That's what we should do.
The Cowboys stood their ground.
What day... They will not. What day will CeeDee Lamb sign? That's
August 7th.
It's like a baby pool right now.
What's the... I think 2 days after their first preseason game.
Okay. All
Whatever
right.
Whatever day that is.
Now, in other training camp news, Mike McDaniel has said that Tua's participation in practice is fluid and, quote, we'll take it day by day, because that's another person who is waiting on a contract extension right there.
Well, at least he's hydrated.
That is... Great point, I guess. I mean, I get what you're doing there.
Because you said fluid.
Yes. No, it's not that I don't understand what...
More than anything, they need their defense. Like, I think that he understands the offense. I think he understands how that works.
Are you still laughing at the fluid joke?
I think I nailed that one.
I'm sorry, Corey. He's just still laughing
at his own
there.
Joke.
I think, yeah. You know what? Mark that one. Send it around the country. That's a Marconi.
Around the world.
Yeah, around the world. I forgot about
the
world.
Famous,
I've been
Mike
to Cuba.
Bass, you know?
I feel like that would be the most defeating part if we ever won a Marconi. It's going to be some dumb thing that Bassick said that gets played as like our highlight reel.
Then
like,
we do a show trip to Cuba and it's like, yeah. All hail Mike, the famous.
Yeah, you're not even going to show up because you're going to be upset because Steve Marconi, the former coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
That was Mariucci. Oh.
I thought he was going to say Steve DeBerg and that was going to just make it perfect.
Well, that's what he wants on a hat in Pittsburgh. He wants Steve DeBerg to be on a hat.
That'd be awesome.
Christian Darrisaw signed a 4-year, $113 million extension with the Vikings. That's true. Which includes $77 million in guaranteed money. And then there's this. Is it the team? Is it Cooper? Or is it the people who posted this that are at fault for this specific wording? Tell me what comes to mind. Eagles defensive back Cooper DeJean will begin camp on the non-football injury list and will be sidelined for 3 weeks with a hamstring injury suffered when he was caught in an awkward position during off-season training.
What kind of awkward position?
Because you think
like the back of a Volkswagen?
Yeah, that is also kind of what I thought. And I'm sure, and they were like, it's unrelated to any prior injury. We're positive he'll get a quick recovery and contribute this season. But it's just the verbiage of he got hurt when he got caught in an awkward position.
Yeah, that verbiage.
I mean, who amongst us, you know?
That's fair, but you don't want your press department telling people, like if you had a Reggie press department, you don't want them being like, push it out to the front pages, boys, Reggie in an awkward position. Like, that's not what you want. Fair?
Like Warrior 2?
If you're caught in an awkward position, isn't the first thing you're supposed to say is it's not what it looks like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I've never understood.
Like, it looks... I can see how this looks bad. However...
It's not
How I got here is not...
tripped and fell and land. Yeah.
Look, that's not how it happened. But here we are.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Heck yeah.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. He takes the mound tonight, but bigger picture. Oh. How important is Nathan Eovaldi to all of this? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.